quoted today in Seer, I thought I would talk about that pasuk. After all, it's in that parsha. We find that after the Mabo, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to Noach. Vayivarech Elokim es Noach ves banav, vayomer em puruvu mulus haaretz. And then it says, Mora'achem v'chitchem yir al kol chayas haaretz al kol of hashamayim. So the bracha continues, and the bracha is told to Noach that your fear will be imposed on all the beasts of the field and the birds. This is a bracha that Noach receives. Mora'achem v'chitchem yiyah. What do these two words mean? Rashi says, kipshuto, these are two words that refer to the notion of fear. Mora'achem v'chitchem. V'chitchem means emaschem. Then Rashi brings a gemara in Shabbos, another pshat in the word v'chitchem. Now, why the Medrash, why the Gemara, why Chazal feel a nun need to darshan is not clear. I mean, the truth is, chitchem does mean fear. So I saw there are a couple of ways to learn why you need to darshan the word v'chitchem here. The Masha on that Gemara in Shabbos learns that why have to say two words? Just say morachem. Why say chitchem? Others say that the order should have been reversed. Usually we say chitas is a lesser fear, al tira va al techas, don't be afraid, and don't even be broken or shattered, which is something less. And here, therefore, the order should have been the other way around. So why say morachem and then chitchem? Either way, whatever reason, Chazal felt that there should be a drasha made from the word chitchem. So Rashi quotes it. Lashon of Rashi from the Gemara in Shabbos, which is in Daf Kufnun Aleph Amid Beis. Ba'agada Lashon Chiyus. V'chitchem is to be darshan mi Lashon Chiyus, life. Shekozman shetinog ben yomo chai. If you have an infant just born, a newborn, one day old, and he's alive, eina tatzerach l'shemo min ha'achbarim. You don't have to guard it from mice. On the other hand, Og Melech HaBasha Neis, the greatest giant, the most intimidating figure you can imagine, but he's not alive, there's no chiyus, tzorach l'shomo min ha'achbarim. You have to guard it. The mice can tell the difference. Shenema morachem v'chitchem yiyah. Ema sayyeh morachem alachayos kozman sha'atim chayim. When does this happen that there is a natural fear that the animals have of a human being? It's only when you're alive. That's the drasha that Chazal give here in Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. It's interesting. So I saw two of the Bali Musar, and one is really the mentor of the other, Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitz, says something, and I found Avobi and Chumash, who's Talmud of Rabbi Yeruchim, expands on it a bit. Yeruchim writes as follows on this Rashi and this Chazal. What's the pshat? What is this? Why is this so? An animal can tell the difference if the human being is alive. Me'ayin yudas hachaya ki ha'adam chayhu. You have an intimidating figure, Og Melech HaBashan, lying dead on the ground. The animals are not afraid. If this tiny little infant, and alive, the animals are afraid. Ha'im yesh l'chush miyuchad l'kach? Is there some chush the animal has? How does the scientific world understand this? Ha'lozeh b'emes priya nefla, v'tamid l'madna, all my years I understood it to mean ki kenu ratzon Hashem. Kach hazeh, gzeres hakasuf, so to speak, v'chizeh raya l'muna. And that's what it is. You see, Mamish, this is Mamish, Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of teaching us Emuna. Then he says, no, I think it's deeper than this. Ka'es ani shomea, they kept paraphrasing his words when he gave the sicha here. Ki zeu inyin shebeteva ha'adam. Rashi melamid lanu kan megale esod ha'chayim. This is the secret of life. Shem yisod shel chayim, mizehu ha'mora. Part of defining life is that there can be a feeling of mora, of something which has in it the quality called life. Hamora ba me'etzem hachayim. Es hachayim hu asher akol yirei mimenu. V'lo shayach lishol me'ayin hachayi yodas, ki etzem hachayim mechayev l'mora. Just the fact that there's life, part of the definition would be that there's a feeling of awe, of fear, that's instilled on, you know, on something else vis-a-vis that thing that is alive. Ravobi quotes the Chokrim, who count seven characteristics of life. I think what he's referring to is actually could give you a Wikipedia on life. What is the definition of life? The current definition is organisms are, maybe you've learned this recently, open systems, what? I don't know. This is what, I can't vouch for it, but maintain homeostasis, are composed of cells. Sounds like biology.
Yeah.
Well, have a life cycle, undergo metabolism, can grow, adapt to their environment, respond to stimuli, reproduce, and evolve. Okay, anything else? Says Ravobi, there's something else. Besides all of those, yesh ikar nosaf. Hatolas ema al shar hanivroim. Part of the definition of life is this Rashi, this Gemara. Hatolas ema al shar hanivroim. Shezeu misod hachayim. Sheim gormim liyur. This is what Rabbi Yerucham says. Va'af kamus kol ketana shel chayim. Even the smallest infant, kifi sheyesh betinuk ben yomo, bekocha lahatil yira. That's part of the definition of life. And he says, based on this, we understand the notion of yira shemayim, which comes from the status of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being the source of everything in terms of life. Yiras Elokim Chayim, Elokim Chayim. The notion of Chayim brings with it the notion of Yira, and that's why there can be in the world the concept of Yiras Elokim, Yiras Shemayim, because the ultimate cause of life, the ultimate experience of Chayim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is why there can be a notion of Yira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but this is what we see playing out in terms of even a child. The notion of Chaim itself brings with it the notion of Yira. Shabbos.